Dresden.
House, said a weather-beaten voice on the other end.
Ebenezer McCoy, a sometime teacher of mine, sounded businesslike.
Did it wake you up?
No, sir, I said. I was up anyway, working on a case.
You sound tired as a coal mine mule.
Been up all night.
Uh-huh, Ebenezer said. House, I just called to let you know not to worry about this duel nonsense. We're gonna slap it down.
By we, Ebenezer meant the senior council members. Seven of the most experienced wizards on the White Council held positions of particular authority, especially during times of crisis, when quick decisions were needed. Ebenezer had turned down his chance at a seat on the senior council for nearly 50 years. He took it only recently to block a potentially fatal political attack directed against yours truly by some of the more conservative, Reed fanatic, members of the White Council.
Slap it down? No, don't do that.
What? Ebenezer said.
You want to fight this duel?
Did you fall and hit your head, boy?
I rubbed at my eyes. Tell me about it. I'll work out something to give me a shot at winning.
Sounds like your wagon's already pretty full to be letting this vampire push you.
He knew where to push, I said. Ortega brought a bunch of goons into town. Vampires and straight hitmen, too. He says that if I don't face him, he's going to have a bunch of people I know killed.
Ebenezer spat something in what I presumed was Gaelic.
You'd better tell me what happened, then.
I told Ebenezer all about my encounter with Ortega.
Oh, and a contact of mine says that the Red Court is divided over the issue. There are lots of them who don't want the war to end.
Of course they don't, Ebenezer said. That fool of a Merlin won't let us take the offensive. He thinks his fancy wards will make them give up.
How are they working out? I asked.
Well enough for now, Ebenezer admitted. One major attack has been pushed back by the wards. No more council members have been killed in attacks on their homes, though the Red Court's allies are putting pressure on ours, and a few wardens have died on intelligence-gathering missions. But it isn't going to last. You can't win a war sitting behind a wall and hoping the enemy decides to leave.
What do you think we should do?
Officially, Ebenezer said, we follow the Merlin's lead. More than anything now, we need to stay together.
What about unofficially?
Think about it, Ebenezer snorted. If we just sit here, the vampires are going to take apart or drive away our allies, and then we'll have to take them all on alone.
Look, Hoss, are you sure about this duel?
Hell no, I said. I just didn't see much choice.
I'll figure out something. If I win, it might be worth it to the council. Neutral territory for meeting and negotiating could come in handy.
Ebenezer sighed. Aye. The Merlin will think the same thing.
He was quiet for a moment before he said,
not much like the days on the farm, is it, Hoss?
Not much, I agreed.
Do you remember that telescope we set up in the loft?
Ebenezer had taught me what I knew of astronomy. On long, dark summer evenings in the Ozark Hills, hay doors to the barn's loft open, stars overhead shining in the country darkness by the millions.
I remember. That asteroid we discovered that turned out to be an old Russian satellite.
Asteroid Dresden was a better name than Cosmos 5, he chuckled and added as an afterthought.
Do you remember whatever happened to that telescope and such? I kept meaning to ask you, but I never got around to it.
We packed it in that steamer trunk in the horse stall.
With the observation logs?
Yeah, I said.
Oh, that's right, Ebenezer said. Obliged.
Sure.
Hoss, we'll agree to the duel if that's what you want, but be careful.
I don't plan to roll over and die, I said. But if something should happen to me, I coughed.
Well, if it does, there are some papers in my lab. You'll know how to find them.
Some people I'd like to make sure are protected.
Oh, of course, Ebenezer said. But I'm likely to carry on cranky if I have to drive all the way up to Chicago twice in as many years.
Hate for that to happen.
Luck, Hoss.
Thanks.
I hung up the phone, rubbed tiredly at my eyes, and stomped back down to the lab. Ebenezer hadn't come out and said it, but the offer had been there, behind the old man's talk of days gone by. He'd been offering me sanctuary at his farm.
It wasn't that I didn't like Chicago, but the offer was a tempting one. After a couple of rough years slugging it out with various bad guys, a quiet year or two on the farm near Hog Hollow, Missouri, sounded tempting. Of course, the safety offered in that image was an illusion. Ebenezer's place was going to be as well protected as any wizard's on Earth, and the old man himself could be a terrible foe. But the Red Court of Vampires had a big network supporting it, and they didn't generally bother to play fair. They destroyed a wizard's stronghold the previous summer, and if they'd cracked that place, they could do it to Ebenezer's Ozark hideaway, too. If I went there, and they found out about it, it would make the old man's farm too tempting a target to pass by.